It's Bob Almanac time. How are you? The Bob Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Ooh. The coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. And also be sure to listen, because Transit Authority, Chicago Tribute Band, tomorrow night, Medina. It'll be trivia quiz. We call it the Almanac Quiz. And we'll do that at the end of today's Almanac.
Nice.
It's Thursday, October 22nd, 296th. We continue to get closer and closer to 300 days in. Once you get to 300, it's almost like it's all over. Because then after that, we had a leap year this year, right? So it'd be 66 days left once we get to that point. Right now, we have 69 full days left. 1836, Sam Houston, well-known man in the history of Texas and the history of our country. He was inaugurated as the first constitutionally elected president of the Republic of Texas.
Ooh.
Texas was basically its own country there for about 9 years, 9 or 10 years. Mexico would probably argue with that.
Yes.
They never considered or recognized them as a country. I think they considered them rebellious. Those rebellious Texans. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, 9 years later, the Texas, it would all get sorted out, and Alamo and all this fun stuff. And eventually they'd be given statehood, and the rest is history.
Right.
Texas certainly is big enough to be its own country.
It was.
There's a lot of land. Yes. A lot of land down there. I once took a bus from Rio Grande Valley, which would be down by Laredo and McAllen, all the way up to Oklahoma City. It took us a whole day just to get through Texas.
Wow.
A whole day on a sleeper bus with satellite TV, but still.
Yeah, you had to do it.
You had to do it.
If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it, probably.
1907, we need to start. I think if we get a sponsor here on the Almanac, we are going to start a new feature, This Date in Circus History. I think we really need one, because it was a big, big day in circus history today. One of the big mergers of all time. Ringling Brothers bought out their rival Barnum and Bailey, so they became Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. That was a mouthful. I'm sure people back then, they couldn't handle that.
We got kind of used to it, though.
One of the most and the largest entertainment mergers of all time. It's almost as big that time when Dick Clark took his bloopers, and Dick Clark's bloopers merged with Ed McMahon's Practical Jokes. Remember when they merged that to become bloopers and Practical Jokes?
Yes. What a great merger.
1926, Harry Houdini, who had defied death through all these things, but he was prepared for those things. Well, on this date, he wasn't prepared to take a punch to the gut.
That's right.
Oh, Jay Gordon Whitehead sucker punched Harry Houdini in the gut, to the solar plexus, as Gorilla Monsoon would say, in Montreal. I don't know what his deal was. Was he sick of Harry Houdini getting all the headlines? You know, Harry Houdini says, I can take a kick from a horse into my stomach and my solar plexus. Look at this six pack. And this guy says, well, let's see how you do when you don't know it's coming. Boom.
And he didn't know it was coming.
And he died.
And it cost him.
He died before the end. He ruptured his appendix, and there are all kinds of internal injuries that they didn't know about. And then he died a week later or whatever it was.
It's very sad.
1934, notorious bank robber, Pretty Boy Floyd. He had become public enemy number one after they had gotten John Dillinger.
Sure.
The FBI and the G-men were out looking for these guys, and they were getting them. They didn't get them all, but they got some of the big ones, including Pretty Boy Floyd, on this date, shot and killed in East Liverpool, Ohio.
Gunned down.
By federal agents. 1934. 1962, in the news, here's JFK.
To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. All ships of any kind bound for Cuba, from whatever nation or port, where they're found to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, be turned back.
That sounds like a blockade to me, Neil.
It does.
And it was the beginning of the blockade. The actual Cuban Missile Crisis began maybe a week before. That's when JFK was told about these, with the U-2 spy planes and the pictures of these missile batteries. in Cuba. And then it was this date then, several days later, after, you know, not wanting to instill panic and just jumping on the air and going, hey, there are missiles in Cuba, la, 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 la.
Right.
They decided to kind of, okay, we got to kind of evaluate what's going on here, decide what we want to do. They decided on the blockade. He announced it to the American people on this date, and eventually it did its job. Cooler heads prevailed, Neil.
Yeah, it was
a good play. You were alive at the time. Do you remember that at all? Do you just remember, do you just have kind of hazy feeling of unrest and unsettlement and stress during that time that you recall?
I don't really. It didn't have an effect on me.
Were you just looking for your woogie?
I was just looking for my next bowl of cereal and playing a sandbox.
King Vitamin. So that was in 62. 69, Paul McCartney officially. That's something. You know you're a big deal when you have to deny the rumor that you're dead.
Yes.
When there's a rumor going around that you have died, and you have to deny that rumor, that's kind of a big deal. Paul McCartney did not die. That was 1969. 1976, we had a lot of dogs eating a lot of red M&Ms. They were dying. It was because of red dye number four. Ooh. Red dye number four banned by the FDA. It was discovered that it causes tumors in the bladders of dogs.
Tuma.
They still use that dye in Canada, so apparently they must be immune to it up there.
Yeah, their dogs.
And that's why for the longest time we didn't have red M&Ms here. They finally found a replacement, but it took decades, Neil.
Wow.
Decades to find a replacement for red M&Ms. Instead, they have the brown ones, which aren't all that appealing.
No.
The brown ones do not look that appetizing, to be honest. They look like something you'd find in a rabbit cage. That was in 76. How about 79? This involved Minnesota because the ousted Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, allowed into the U.S. for medical treatment. Where did he seek that medical treatment? The Mayo Clinic. That was exactly it. The Mayo Clinic, this date, 1979. That was controversial that we let him in, too.
Right.
The Ayatollah was not all too happy about that. 1982.
John Rambo, one man who's been pushed too far.
You're finished! You've gone as far as you're going to go!
Straight for the top.
You know, if Brian Dennehy would just allow the guy to go get some coffee and a Denver omelet.
That's all it really
was. At the cafe. That's all he wanted.
Right.
I mean,
he'd been on the Shoe Leather Express.
It would have been a lot easier, but no. We don't want your kind here.
And he paid a
price. First Blood, 1982, started a string of Rambo movies, and certainly Rocky was pretty big, but this even helped to bolster Sylvester Stallone as an action actor and character, movie actor and star. Don't you think?
For sure.
Don't you think?
Yep, I do.
1998.
Power Wheels are back for the holidays, and better than ever with new upgraded safety features and the quality assurance you expect from Fisher-Price. Now receive a free $50...
And they don't burst in flames anymore.
Well, that was critical.
That was good. I mean, taking a cue from the Pinto, Power Wheels, Fisher-Price, they had a wiring problem, and they would burst into flames. They didn't just start to melt or get hot. They would actually engulf. And the government, it turned out to be one of the biggest toy recalls ever. Parents were told to remove the batteries from these, we were smart at our house. I was able to fashion a rudimentary solar panel to be able to run it.
Wow.
No, we didn't have any of these. We had real four-wheelers on the farm. You're not driving Power Wheels through manure.
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so. We had real four-wheelers, but for people in the urban communities and suburbs, these Power Wheels were great toys. They were fun. I never rode in one, but I was 28 when these were coming out. But, so 1998, big recall. And then 2016, do you recall this? Speaking of mergers before, still not quite as big as the bloopers and the practical jokes, but this was big.
One of the biggest media deals in history is now official. AT&T is buying Time Warner for more than $85 billion.
Wow.
The move will help AT&T expand beyond wireless and internet service into programming.
I don't know. AT&T is getting kind of too big. Now, was this before or after they bought DirecTV?
That was probably before.
And I think they purchased Jupiter, too.
The planet.
Yeah. So that was 4 years ago. Birthdays coming up again. We have the quiz on the way for the Chicago Tribute show, and that's tomorrow night, right?
Yes. So listen intently, folks.
And a reminder, that today's almanac is brought to you by Split Rock Coffee.
Sure.
The coffee you can drink all day. Ask your grocer. Birthdays now.
I foresee two possibilities. One, coming face to face with herself 30 years older would put her into shock and she'd simply pass out. Or two, the encounter could create a time paradox, the results of which could cause a chain reaction that would unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe. Granted, that's a worst-case scenario. The destruction might, in fact, be very localized, limited to merely our own galaxy.
Did you get all of that, Neil? The space-time continuum is very, very complex.
Yes, it is, but nobody knows it better than Doc Brown.
Doc Brown knows it, and he was Doc Brown. He was Jim Ignatowski. Don't forget, he was also Uncle Fester in the reboot Addams Family movies. He was lighting up light bulbs in his mouth, Neil.
He had some plum rolls.
He channeled his inner Jackie Coogan. So, happy birthday, Christopher Lloyd.
Is that 3 days in a row now?
Still trying to figure out what a yellow light means.
Nope.
He's 82. 3 days in a row with a Back to the Future. I'm not sure. I know we did one yesterday for sure.
I think it is. Cowbell.
Karaoke, that's karaoke, but all you do is play the... It's kind of like what they did in that Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell playing the cowbell, while the other guys are just kind of doing air band and lip syncing. So the guitarist from the group Mountain, Mississippi Queen, Neil. It's got some good guitar there.
Does indeed.
Leslie West, who's doing that guitar, 75.
How can I be sure? In a world,
I think that's a song that actually doesn't need more cowbell. I think that song has plenty of cowbell.
That had the necessary amount.
Fear the Reaper, the one from the Saturday Night Live Christopher Walken bit. I'm kind of thinking that one did need more cowbell, but Mississippi Queen doesn't. It has plenty. So one of the lead singers from the Young Rascals, Eddie Brigati. Also, don't sleep on his ability to play the tambourine. He was their main tambourine guy, too.
Somebody's got to do it.
Eddie Brigati is 75. He's singing lead on that song, How Can I Be Sure?
John, the kind of control you're attempting is, it's not possible. Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but, there it is.
What happens in the end, Neil? Life finds a way.
It does.
And they should have listened to him. Here we are, almost 30 years later, still dealing with these dinosaurs.
Right.
They should have listened to him at that time. I think they're making another one. Another
Jurassic
one of the
World
Jurassic World.
Or something.
So Jeff Goldblum, he was the fly, too. 68.
How was that?
Wet.
And we did it right.
Elevator's definitely stuck.
She gave Dustin Hoffman a wet kiss in the elevator in Las Vegas, Neil.
Did she?
Valeria Golino. That's from Rain Man.
Oh, yes.
Charlie Harper. What was... Because he wasn't Rain Man. Was he Charlie? No. What was he? No, Charlie Harper. That's 2 and a Half Men. What was Dustin Hoffman's name in that movie? Because he wasn't Rain Man. That was Ray. That was his brother.
Yeah.
Or no, was it?
No.
Please look it up.
He was a Rain Man.
I am. He was, because he was Ray.
Right.
Because he was Ray. So he was the Rain Man.
Yes. That's why I have it.
Oh, that's right. Because Tom Cruise was so young, he couldn't say Raymond, so he said Rain Man.
Yeah.
That's why it was. Figuring things out as we go.
As we go.
It's what we do on the Bob Almanac. So, happy birthday, Valeria Golino, Tom Cruise's girlfriend in Rain Man. 55 here today. Neil's theme song, he's Mr. Bolova Lova.
I don't know this one.
You don't know Shaggy?
I remember him from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, exactly. There's no Casey Kasem here. This is, if somebody had to ask me your favorite hip-hop artist, it'd probably be Shaggy.
Oh.
He's 52 today for Shaggy.
Yes, things are tough all over.
Shelby Lynn, the name I remember. She didn't have that many hits. I don't even think she had a top 20. This one might have topped out at about 23.
But I remember playing it, though.
Why do we remember her so much? I do. I remember the name. She's 52 here today. That show, Modern Family, was Mitchell.
Excusez-moi. Do you set through, what are you looking for? Mona Lisa? McDonald's? What is that way? Heads up, the portions here are normal size.
How did you know I'm American? Is my accent that bad? We're dressed the same.
There's no reason to attack me.
There he was. It was Mitchell, he and Cam and the whole crew on Modern Family had a nice 10-11 year run.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He was the redhead, or orange, pretty much, 45.
This is a pretty picture. Is this the one for school? There's Daddy and me and Becky and you. Where's Darlene?
Right there.
That looks like a bunch of flowers.
I know, that's her grave.
He was DJ on Roseanne, and we've seen him grow up. But most shows, they don't carry over as much, but because they went with the new Connors one, they came back. You see him, you know, he's very young when they first started the Roseanne show, and now he's on the Connors, and he's 39.
Whoa.
He's 39.
When did Roseanne start?
And his vocabulary got much better. Well, that Roseanne was mid-80s.
Okay.
I want to say.
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear? Oh, I put to
Did box. You know Kirk Cousins threw 3 interceptions in the first half the other week?
I knew that.
So that's Jonathan Lipnicki, little kid from Jerry Maguire. How can you not be impressed with his work, Neil?
You have to be. How old is he now?
He's 30.
Whoa.
Believe it or not, 30 for the little kid from Jerry Maguire. Stuart Little, and he was on the Jeff Foxworthy show. Zach Hansen, the youngest and the drummer for the group Hansen. Just a contagious beat here, Neil.
They were a big deal there
it's
for a while.
It's still one of the biggest and most popular downloaded songs on all the download platforms. Zach Hansen is 35 today from Hanson.
Was he the oldest? No, he's
no, he
the
was
youngest.
The youngest. He wow. was the drummer. And I noticed that his mic wasn't on when they were singing live. So
well,
he was mostly there for the drums and his cuteness, I guess, from
sure.
what I'm told.
Sure. Gone but not forgotten. He was one of the original Three Stooges, Moe's brother, Curly Howard.
Hey, where's the tablet, gang?
Don't you remember, Jabber? The professor's studying it.
I'd better go stand gong. Well,
now, I don't know if is that Curly or is that Jabberjaw?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to have to probably do some investigation.
Yes, you
if
probably
it is Jabberjaw,
should.
Basically they took that cartoon character. You know what I'm talking about, the big shark.
Yes.
He was Jabberjaw. And basically they put Curly in the cartoon
sure.
as a shark.
Yeah.
Sounded, he stole his material,
yeah, he did.
Pretty much.
It was all and right yuck, from yuck. Curly. Curly Howard, the very talented, and he got, you know, his eyes gouged, his nose pulled, got hit on the head by an anvil a few times, but he could take a punch.
Was that a real anvil or one of those foam ones? It's a prop.
I'm thinking it was foamish.
No, I don't think so. I think they used only real props.
Wow. Curly, tougher than we thought. Curly Howard, 1903. He was double X. Baseball Hall of Famer Jimmy Fox, we were talking off the air about his numbers in 32. He just signed a pretty lucrative deal. If somebody had these kind of numbers today, at 364, 58 home runs, 169 RBIs.
Did anybody else on his team hit?
Well, yes, they actually did, but that was with the Philadelphia Athletics. The great Jimmy Fox, longtime first baseman with the Phillies and then the A's. Born on this day, and the year was 1907. Joan Fontaine, may remember her, early actress, 1917, won Oscar for Suspicion, her role there. And we have Basketball Hall of Famer Slater Martin. He was one of the Lakers, 1925. And now Bobby Fuller of the Bobby Fuller Four. Who won? The law one. Bobby Fuller right there. Great sound. 1942. Same year he shares a birthday with the lovely Annette Funicello.
Take a blanket made for two now.
Add a boy and a girl.
That's a game for me and you now.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Beach blanket bingo.
She did a lot of beach blanket and beach movies.
I'm pretty sure she could beat up Frankie Avalon. He wasn't that tough.
I think if it came down to it. She was an original Mickey Mouse Club performer and then starred with Frankie Avalon in many of those beach movies. Annette Funicello, born on this day in 1942, and they're gone but not forgotten.
Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Here is your Almanac quiz. And the prize, Neil?
Pair of tickets. And in fact, I'll take two winners. We're going to take two correct answers. The first two people with the correct answer to this trivia question.
Can we legally do that?
Yes, it's legal.
So
we're gonna have you go to Chicago Transit Authority. It's a Chicago tribute band, full brass, full horn section.
I thought it was player.
Player? Oh, no.
I thought it was player. It's Chicago Transit Authority, and you said it was a Chicago tribute band. I thought it was player.
No.
Baby Come Back. They're not going to do Baby Come Back.
That's a great song.
This time I'm in it for love. Here's the question now.
And it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, good to know. So here's the question. I said that if somebody asked me who my favorite hip-hop, pop, reggae artist would be, who would it be?
Yes, I remember.
We played Belova Lova. Mm-hmm. Neil is Mr. Belova Lova.
I'd never heard it.
Who was that that artist? Who was that pop, reggae, hip-hop guy? Here he turned 52. The number is 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Waconia, 4-Talk, text, and win line. Bob FM will take two winners. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Alan Jackson, Mercury Blues?
Mm-hmm.
Bellamy Brothers, Do You Love As Good As You Look? Mm-hmm. Or Tracy Lawrence, Find Out Who Your Friends Are? Who did he do that with? Was it Tim McGraw? Was it Slim Whitman?
Yes, Tim and Slim, the very well-known duo.
Makes sense.
Let's go Howard and David, another duo.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KL.